recent, that's old. That's the first published by Nicholson. Then Nicholson, when he finishes the sixth one, he will add another book and say, I wish, because it took so many years, I wish from the beginning I knew something, I will change something. Those changes are applied to this book. By the best group now in Iran recently is applied. So this is the way he preferred it. But the guy was so honest that repeatedly he would say, believe me, there is no way to translate this stuff. Because it's a mixture of two strange, exceptional languages. The first one is Arabic, which is a strange language really, because of the structure. Structure is so clear. It's like a poetic mathematic language, something like that. The structure is very strong, very clear. It's one of the unique languages that you could make a word. Invent a word. In other languages, you cannot. In other languages, you make up some sounds and you let everyone know that, okay, this means that. In our language, they will make the word. Doesn't matter. Because you, some way, will find the description of the essence that will give you a verb with three alphabet only. And you play with these three alphabet. Everything is possible. This is Arabic. Rumi is in love with that. But it's not enough. There is that other silly language, which is Persian. Persian language, first of all, is not really a language. It's a mixed, a mixture of not exclusive mixture, inclusive mixture. Means this nation who lived very long in a crossroad of civilizations, they absorbed whatever they could. In language, it's like that. All the Iranians, very comfortably, they use the Latin word, the Greek word, the Arab word. And when we say it in Arabic, the Arabs, they don't understand it. When we say it in Greek, of course, they don't, because musicality has changed a lot. But they use it, because the language, instead of that very firm, good construction, language has no construction at all. None. You could say nonsense in that language, because it's fluid. It's descriptive. You will describe something. You will not name something. Mixture of these two will give you at least six languages. Here you will hear, first of all, Persian, Arabic, Turkish, Pashtun, Greek, and the mother of all, Sanskrit. Sanskrit, the mother of all languages in the Indian continent. All of this is here. And he knows it. And he knows that we'll use it differently. For example, we talk about apple, translated intelligence, which is not. Apple means binding together, the knot, right? We talk about that, every Iranian will understand that, blah, blah, blah. Find a sentence about that apple, change the word apple to khirat, which is the old archaic Persian word. Suddenly the feeling and the emotion of the sentence will change. Suddenly it's something else. So we keep the nuance of these different words for something. It's very complicated. It's a language of poetry. This guy who was not a poet, he will not even read the poetic language because it's nonsense. Up to age of 40. In the rest of his life, 35 years, he recited more than anyone else. He's playing with it, right? And he knows that he's playing with this because he wants to describe non-describable. So he will use all of this. Let's hear the rest of it.
Thou shouldst make thyself ill, exceedingly wretched, in order that thou mayest be let out from reputation.
You see, well, this is what you should do. Ah, yes. Let's repeat it again. You should make yourself exceedingly wretched. Make yourself sick. Make yourself helpless. Therefore, you could be saved. Because to be saved, remember I said, there is this good guy, happy guy, and there is this you, doubtful fellow, who needs proof and logically blah, blah, blah. So give me a motivation for him to waste his time with you. The motivation should be this. Pity. Mm-hmm. They should have pity on you. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Bring out your restlessness, bring out your confess to being weak. Because if you try to look nice and successful and good for you. Go and have your life. Because here we are not imposing anything to anyone. Remember, this is another kind of school that you have to try hard to let in. You don't have the right to come in. This is not something like that. Therefore, your manner should be different. Your manner should give these prophets, these masters, these sheikhs, to have at least pity on you, then they will take you out. Why does he advise this to you? Because he knows that you are doing the opposite. What do you do in your life? Do you believe me if I tell you you're doing right the opposite of this? You go around and you try to sell yourself, aren't you? This is the merchant we're talking about. And for selling yourself, you trick everyone to think you're good. Okay, they believe you're good, but you're not. So you're wasting it. And they cannot help you. The people who can help you, you cannot trick them that you're happy or not. At least bring out the honesty of unhappiness, then you will be saved. Remember, this is not do it yourself. This is not something, because this is the most important thing for you. What is more important than finding the source of happiness or not? It's not something to fool around with or joke about. What do you do? Because you pretend that you're good. You pretend that you're successful and you want to convince everyone that you are right. This in wording will be nice here, because remember, right is hap, right? You try to say, I have the right. And we say, you don't have the right. Nobody has the right. You should be with right. You should be with hap. Ma'al hap. Not having him. It's different. I mean, you're animalistic. The most simple way of looking at this universe should change. Beginning with you. Bring out your weakness. They will have pity on you. You will be saved. Don't go around and brag about everything. That's good only for the merchant. It's not good for your parent. Yes?
Worldly reputation is a strong chain. Mm-hmm. In a way, how is this less than a chain of iron?
You see? Because he knows that your weakness is what? Fame and fortune. This is what you want. Right? Did it something to you when you read the story of the most famous and wealthy people like Marlon Brando? No. You prefer to read the story of another one who writes a silly book that, yes, I was a priest in Tutankhamun's
kingdom, I was this.
You don't look at them and you don't see the misery they are in.